say on the radio podcast.
Welcome back to the podcast. Jeff, Laura, backstage, Ben. For those that are a little disappointed with the... What have we called? We've given it so many names. The new stay-at-home orders from the province. We've called it Lockdown Light.
It was Lockdown Plus, and now it's Lockdown Minus.
It's taking things away? Is that what we've come to, the general consensus?
No, Lockdown Plus was just a funny way for it being the same lockdown, but different. And now it's the same lockdown, but different.
But crap.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, very much so. So we're into it. We have 4 weeks that is to be on the books. We'll see what things look like in summer, meaning like May and June. Mm-hmm. I wanted to bring up this little story we covered off the show because I'm trying to let's keep some a lightness and airiness to the podcast. And with this, it's a big power move that they're doing in Goderich. Obviously, on Lake Huron, awesome shoreline and a ton of offerings, but to also assist in small business and to get them on the beach. They're literally putting them on the beach. They're building small wooden huts. They're building them in these kind of like half moons or semicircles, 5 to 7 businesses. You'll be able to be a part with the water sport rental facilities. I really love this. And the vibe that we talked about on air is it's very much like an all-inclusive resort vibe.
I love that. In Cuba, for instance,
yeah,
going to buy something like sunscreen is a much more enjoyable experience because you're in a little hut. It's all beachy. Yeah. Everything's cool. It beats the hell out of like the fluorescent lit Shoppers Drug Mart.
Yeah. And like getting out of a Shoppers or any like kind of pharmacy in the middle of the summer is like the equivalent of going to a matinee at the theater. Like it's like,
or the bar. Yeah.
It's so like, it's so bright. Like it mm-hmm. would, it's long overdue in Kincardine. They better copy this. They better copy this because I just remember there have been so many times where our beach day has been ended because we didn't like bring snacks. Like we stayed a lot longer than we would have were planning. But it's like, oh, I would have loved, like I would put my money into the economy, but instead I just drove back to my parents' place.
There are Port Stanley too. I hope they do something like this. I mean, GT's is one of the more well-known establishments down there because it's right on the beach and you can basically have, it's a bar,
sweet.
But it's this huge outdoor that goes right out onto the beach. So you're basically on the beach and having your drinks and appies and all that sort of thing. It's great.
Love it.
They're super popular. Same with Mackey's to an extent. You know, if you're not looking at bar stuff, you're just looking for a hot dog and a delicious orange drink. You can get it all on the beach. And those two places are so much more popular than anywhere else down the road. You know, like there's a whole strip of pubs and even like a kind of half-assed nightclub sort of thing down there, which people go to, but people want to be, especially during the day, you want to be near the beach.
Yeah, you get your spot. You don't want to leave to find your spot. And if I leave my spot, I'm leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going.
For sure.
Yep. Like, I can just think of all the times for, like, why wouldn't you want to avoid people bringing a cooler and stuff? Like, that's a whole effort. You gotta, and while everyone else's sandwiches look quite nice,
mm-hmm.
what if I pay for a $12 sandwich that I could have made at home? Like, that, honestly, in Brazil, they have it right. They have huts for, I mean, Brazil, everyone in Brazil just hustles. If you're at a red light, you're going to get sold stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can get your drinks on the beach. There are people that walk around with coolers that they just push in the sand. And it's like, do you want a beer? Do you want a caipirinha? Do you want some delicious beach nuts?
Yep.
They're so good. But the answer is yes.
Beach nuts, is in there from a beach tree or they're on the beach?
They're like hot nuts you can get.
Just hot nuts.
In a nice little paper cone. Oh my gosh, they're so good. But I'm saying, like, the beach makes me want to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel like I'm on a vacation.
Absolutely.
I'm surprised in a way that for businesses in small markets like Goderich, Kincardine, that kind of thing, where in the summer, the beaches, if the weather's good, they're packed. Sauble Beach, too. Like, let's keep going up the shoreline, if you wish.
But Sauble Beach has it right. They have, like, the main drag basically connected to the beach.
Right, right. So, yeah, it makes a little more sense. But how has this not been a thing that other beach communities have jumped on board going... Because people that live in Wasaga Beach and Kincardine, they travel to those resorts and they see that, like, that would connect so many dots.
I have the answer.
Why?
It's the hatred of young people.
But no, I think it would serve families. Like, well, Benny is still young. He's got a young family. He and his wife and the kids. If you could go set up shop for a whole day at the beach.
Get lit on the beach? Hells yeah.
With bathroom facilities, all those things. Okay, you got to pay $15 to park. Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah, oh, for sure. But even, like... A place that sells water toys and like inflatables and that sort of thing. Like either we forgot it or it drifted off to sea. You know, that's a possibility. You go get another one.
Yeah.
A lot more likely to do that.
Kincardine's been getting better for stuff like that. Like, you can rent paddle boards now, yep, which from a couple different stores, which is super awesome. Mm-hmm. But they just have, like, a couple people on their paddle boards. Like, they have to bring them to and from. Like, there's no huts or anything made. Yeah. But, yeah, I think some smaller towns are concerned about being turned into a party town, like what Wasaga Beach used to be.
Right.
And that's, like, the great fear. But if you're not attracting young people to your town is going to be in trouble in like 20 years, you know?
For sure.
And I know, especially in Kincardine, there's a problem with trying to convince like doctors to come up there. Like, there's a really shortage of doctors because it's like you have all this stuff to do in the summer, but nothing to do in the winter. But if you start to attract, you know, get people bumping and vibing there in the summer, maybe you'll bring more businesses.
Treat all the STDs.
You.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But hey, they got to be treated.
They do. Absolutely.
Writing scripts, making bank.
Yeah.
Maybe a beach doctor is the solution.
Who knew you could have crabs on a freshwater beach?
Oh, man. Even just talking about the beach, though, is making me so jacked. Like, I am just such a water person. Like, I 10 out of 10 will retire on the beach. I need to get, you guys keep reminding me, I need this to be a deals with Jeff Kelly segment on the radio.
What's that?
I snapped my paddleboard handle last summer. And I haven't replaced it yet, but I want to get a good quality one now because our goal is to, I don't know if I told you guys about this. Maybe I did. Our goal is to paddle across Great Lake for charity.
Fun.
Across Lake Huron.
Dangerous, but fun.
Dangerous, but fun, but charitable. It's all the things I love.
Yeah. Yeah.
You, like, your abs by the end of it would be so engaged.
People say it's a core workout. I don't feel that.
Really?
Yeah, I think it depends on how like tall you are. I don't think you guys would feel it in your core either. They said it was a great more butt
legs
workout.
Yeah, I did legs and butt. We did a paddleboard at one of the all-inclusives that the radio station Virgin went to years ago, and I felt it in my abs. And I was fat Jeff then? No, I was moderate Jeff. I wasn't quite there yet, and it was a workout. I felt it abs, butt, legs.
I think your whole body gets tired, but I know they always say like paddleboarding is great for your booty and your abs. I didn't feel that. It is if you are like paddleboarding over waves, which that is like just RIP your legs, but you wouldn't be paddling across the whole Great Lake Huron if it was wavy. You got to wait for the right.
That's fair. Paddleboards are just like water hammocks to me. So
yeah, a little float ski. Yeah. But this beach idea, I haven't been to Goderich in probably 10 plus years, but this is now definitely on the list. Why
for
wouldn't
sure
you?
We'll check this out.
Why wouldn't
definitely
you? Because even if, okay, let's forecast, because we're probably not going to get our vaccine just based on ages till probably the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't get control of the spike or spikes, this 4 week could turn into 6 or 8. And you can only cut your own grass. So
you said this is going to be light and fluffy.
Yep.
None of this 8 week lockdown BS.
Nope. Well, it's the unknown in that regard. So the light and fluffy is fine.
Don't want to think about it.
Nope.
Wonderful things to do.
We're gaslighting ourselves into happiness.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Let's stay there. A Goderich, you get a full 5 stars. This is
absolutely
brilliant.
Yep.
It's awesome that there were enough brains on council that went, we've got to do this. But that also coincides with, so they've got that boardwalk. It's about 2 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
The benefit last year to the reduction in visitors was they were able to redo the whole thing. So it's all nice and tidy.
That's good. Yeah.
There's a lot to go to.
Oh, man.
Glow up on Goderich. Yeah. I like it.
And they have a dog beach, too.
Oh, fine.
They've got everything.
Yeah, Goderich really has it together. It's all they need, really, is a bar scene. I don't know if Goderich has much of one. Like, my friend lived in Goderich for a while, and that's my place where I do my back-to-school shopping as a child, because it's the closest Walmart. I got some good memories in Goderich. It was always a fun place that I was jacked to go to, because there was things there.
Okay, drive time from, let's do just a couple of markers. That would be London, and then we'll hit Waterloo Region just so we can get a real good idea.
Waterloo Region to Goderich is like 1 hour 20 minutes. I can tell you that already.
London says 1 hour 22. It's 100 km bang on. And let's just do, Laura, why don't you read out on the podcast your own personal address, and we'll type it.
Okay, so
1, 2, 3 Street.
Main
Poo-poo
Street
land.
Poo-poo-land.
I don't know, I'm sorry, I'm a child.
So if you're coming from Waterloo, you are 1 hour 32.
Oh, wow. Fooled me.
But it's pretty much, you're making a righty and just a straight shot across. So to be within 1.5 hours of something that fun, this
worth
is,
it.
This is beautiful.
worth it. We were already talking about already pre-planning our day trips because, you know, your girl's got the good beach spots. I'm not going to see. Yeah. I would go to the, that's what would attract me to the main strip is I actually do love people watching. So I would go to a place that had bars and stuff attached to it for that aspect, which is good for the, again, you're attracting locals that just want to be a part of the party if you do that. Because right now, like in Kincardine, for example, I don't go to Station Beach because that's just full of tourists. Get out of here.
Yeah. Good to know.
But I'd happily go be a tourist in another town if it meant that there were pubs and stuff.
Who else along there could sustain it? Southampton doesn't have the beach vibe just because they don't have the beach structure or setup as other spots. But you have Kincardine.
Port Elgin's really got it together.
Is Port a good spot for
Port
that?
Port Elgin
now?
Is like where all the young people who work at Bruce Power go because Kincardine has out-olded themselves.
Oh, so they've already...
Yeah, like a lot of people I know from Kincardine either want to or plan to move to Port Elgin if they haven't like settled. But it's like people I know who are in Kincardine have settled down like with a family. It's more family vibes. Mm. Port Elgin is like if you want to still act like a young person, basically.
Yeah, but the beach isn't huge. So you got to, it's one of those you got to get there early. But you can enjoy the beachside cafe, home to great takeout.
Yeah, that's like Kincardine has its snack shack, but that's it. Then otherwise you have to walk up to the main street, which is like a 20-minute walk. Very exhausting if you've been on the beach all day.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
But look at that water. Jeff's on Google Maps. I'm just seeing how blue the water is.
Yeah, and around Bruce Power, it's a little green.
Do you want to hear a crazy story about Kincardine? Because I asked you on the podcast, you can't say no. So, when I met the Brazilian boyfriend, his WhatsApp profile picture was a picture of him in really blue water, and I had assumed it was Brazil, but he had actually already been to Kincardine.
Oh, really?
I meet a man from another part of the world, and he has been to where I grew up.
Hilarious.
His friend owns a cottage in Kincardine, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm from this little, like, town out of nowhere.
Little splat Ontario.
Yeah. I was going to say bum f***. But, yeah, it was pretty wild. That's my story. That's it. Just a shorty.
Well, the odds of him, like, it could be, well, I've been near there, but the fact he's been there.
Been there, yeah. I know. I predetermined him for the culture shock. Everybody's like, when you go to Brazil, didn't you have a great culture shock? And I'm like, no, he had the culture shock coming to Bruce County.
Mm, fair enough.
He moves farm equipment sometimes now.
Look, he's all grown up. He's all Canadianized.
Oh, he's full Canadianized. He wants to move to a farm. I'm not ready for that yet.
Oh, wow.
I can't.
That'll be a discussion.
I'll be real with you guys. I can't farm and do radio at the same time.
No.
I'd have to be retired.
I don't know a single person who does both.
Well, my dad farms and does... and is a laborer for hydro. You can, but just you'll never see your family. Father. True. He still left me on read. I never texted him back.
What?
Wow.
That's a dad
actually
move.
Wait, did I know I wished him happy Easter.
And did he reply?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you're all fine then.
We weren't fighting. I was just annoyed with him. I'll shame him on the radio.
That's a dad's job. Your children, there's always this underlying
shame.
No, it doesn't matter all the good you do. Like I ended up buying my daughter a bike last night, kind of the pandemic panic purchase okay, she's there, she's grown, we got to get it. Instead of being so excited, it turned into, because she's got some anxiety, it's a much bigger bike than she's currently on. So instead of being, oh my God, I'm so happy, she was pissed off.
What?
That was her way of saying thank you. So it was 45 minutes of convincing her to try it out, and she got on it. But I'm like, what? How does this work? I grew up with a bike. Everything was a hand-me-down from my older brother. And then finally, when I was 14, I bought myself a bike at Zeller's. What up?
Oh,
and I love that thing. I was biking at 5 years of age.
Had she mentioned wanting to relearn how to ride a bike?
So she's back on the saddle. All the training wheels are off. So for those that missed the story, a few podcasts, she had a real bad accident. She got pretty beat up over a bike flip. So there's like a 4-year hiatus. But she's back after. She's going. She's hustling. She's biking with friends again. But her bike, I said, dude, your bike is so small. You are going to be pedaling 6 times the amount of your friends just to keep up. So let's get you into a little bit bigger bike. So we did it. And no joy. Like -4 joy. So now maybe I can understand. Maybe your dad's done all these wonderful, nice things. And maybe
I still don't have a horse, so what are you talking about?
Okay, horse and
where's
bike.
Where's my horse?
Two very, very different things. You don't have to feed your bike hay. You don't have to love your bike.
Oh, I just broke my hairband.
You just have to.
You're angry about that horse. Wow. Holy.
Clearly, we picked up on a very touchy subject.
Don't talk about it anymore, guys. I have my first therapist appointment on Saturday. Let me get it out then.
Oh, yeah. That's part of glow up. That'll be fun. That'll be interesting.
I'm actually super in. I don't know, honestly. I'm a little nervous about going to therapy for the first time because I feel like it's going to make me a much worse person before it makes me a better one.
It'll let you go deep with your thoughts.
You know when like you see people who are like, oh, I had this like buried childhood trauma that I totally blanked out of my mind until I talked to a therapist. I would like to keep that stuff buried. Don't bring it up.
Yeah,
I don't,
fair enough.
I'm fine being blissfully unaware of my issues. I just want to fix the issues that I already know about. I don't need to know about the underlying ones.
And talking to others, too, that have gone and just, you know, either did a little test run a couple of sessions or consistently maybe still go, you're going to bring it out of yourself. They're perfectly pointed where they aim questions because it's like, what's on your mind? What's bugging you? And they just somehow kind of guide you. And then the next thing you know, there may be some tears and you've brought something back from the age of 7 that you completely forgot about, or you knew existed, but you locked it away, tossed the key, buried it in cement, and we're hoping that it would live there forever.
I hope it does. Maybe I'll just lie to my therapist.
That kind of is the opposite.
Then you're simply just spending your benefit dollars and wasting an hour of your day.
I'm helping the economy. That's what I'm doing.
Therapists charge at least $180 an hour. They're fine. Yeah. Now they're working from home. It's real good.
No, I insisted an in-person appointment, actually. Originally, they wanted to do one over
Zoom or whatever.
Zoom, whatever. Whatever orifice they use to do their appointments.
I shut right down over Zoom or any of that right now, as Boss Heidi can testify, because none of us even speak anymore. We're just like...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Poor Heidi.
I don't know how you could open up over a glitchy...
Well,
slow,
I also want my privacy. Like, I don't like as much as I love and adore the beautiful Brazilian boyfriend. Like, I want my this is like part of my things. I need my alone time. I'm a very social person, but he is home all the time, and I am so thankful for that man. But I want an excuse to go somewhere else and talk to someone else.
Yep,
fair enough. Yeah, for sure.
That's real life. Like, the minute we can all kind of split, it'll be like, you know what? You should go for a few days with your girlfriends. Go. I'll watch the kids. You go. And not alone in this, because I've had conversations of, I can't wait for me and the boys. Benny, we'll get Jay Steven. Well, depending on how hard we want to go. And we're going to go have a time.
Oh, yeah.
What about me?
Oh, yeah.
This is where...
What about me?
If you want to come, like, we get into some pretty crazy
It's true. Can confirm.
Based on your stories, it's not nothing. No similar experiences than I've already had, Jeff.
Okay, look. Fine.
I'm just saying.
If you would like to come with us, then let's have at her. We have one rule, though. We don't leave anyone behind.
Also
just like the Navy SEALs.
Your one story you told me about was when you lost Benny.
Ah.
I lost myself.
He lost himself. We had to hunt. Yeah. turned into a scavenger. We had a game to wrap up the night.
Okay.
If he wasn't lost in the sterile of that parking garage, the night would have just been a banger. I mean, we got back to the hotel by about 3:34-ish. And
we had some dinner. And we were good.
You know what I've been trying to convince the boyfriend to do, which I used to love doing? So he's actually the opposite. He always wants to he's not like codependent by any means, but we have similar group of friends. All of our friends get along with each other. So it's always like, let's just hang out together. But I used to love when we first started dating, I would start pre-drinking with my friends and then he would be with his friends and they'd be like, hey, like you up, you coming to this bar tonight? And then I would hunt him. I miss hunting my boyfriend.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
I begged him pre-pandemic. I'm like, go out by yourself so I can see somebody flirting with you so I can step in there and be like, nah, not your day, bitch. I miss doing that. And he always is like, no, like, what's the point? You're tired all week. And then when I see you on the weekends, like, that's 2 out of 5 days. Like, we're going to pre-drink together. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah, that's...
Well, but maybe because of how the last year has been.
No.
He might do it once.
We've gotten along too well during the pandemic. Like,
but just once.
I've begged him. I will still continue to.
I think there can be enough.
Can I invite him to your boys' trip? But then we'll meet at the same bar after.
He's a fun dude.
Sure,
for sure.
Oh, and he's Brazilian. He totally will up our game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
I know, he'll puke. 100%. He's a puker.
Oh, that's puke. Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. We just clean it up.
No, when he
wipe
pukes,
his face
he's
off
done. He's not a rallier. What? I rally.
Okay.
Listen, well, ask Jay Stevens, who I guess if you listen to this podcast, maybe you don't know who Jay is, but if you listen to Virgin Radio, you do. Jay and me go way back, and we used to party together when we both worked together in Wingham. Mm-hmm. He can confirm that I can hold my ish together. Mm-hmm. I can rally.
Well, the beautiful zero doubt.
But like, here's the thing. It's I don't think the culture is as crazy in Brazil. Like, his brother is so floored, and he always gets so floored when I tell him about a sport I used to play, and then I tell him what the drinking rules are for it. Mm-hmm. He's like, every game, every sport you've ever played is a drinking game. I'm like, yes.
Oh, that's not common everywhere?
No. And oh. I'm like, in Brazil, I'm like, let's play a drinking game. They're like,
just drink. I'm like, a bit of that where, why are we putting something that would impede us from having fun in front of us?
I never understood the drinking as the...
As the challenge?
No, but as the, like, if you lose,
punishment?
You drink. Punishment? Yeah, as a punishment. Yeah, I want to drink. I'm drinking. I'm playing a drinking game.
I know. Normally, when I'm winning, I'm drinking with the losers because I'm just like,
I'm drinking while playing, whatever. Like beer pong, because I'm quite good at beer pong. I have my side beer because it takes too long.
I get so nervous playing beer pong that I'm going to, like, ruin it for my teammate that I suck until redemption round, and then I normally win the game for us.
So you do rally. There you go.
Yeah. It's a weird power move. It's a very stressful power move.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears a little bit. And this week, ladies and gentlemen, our question master is Backstage Ben.
Woohoo. Are we all flipping on here?
Okay. Yeah.
Or flipping
We're now
on.
Filming our podcast so we can post clips of it online and hopefully get... you to tell your friends about it.
Here's hoping.
Do it.
Okay, so I've got one pandemic question, and it's been, because we've passed the year anniversary now.
Yeah.
But what has been your biggest pandemic improvement? Whether it's a glow up thing or whether it's a skill or something around the house that you've improved. What's your biggest pandemic improvement?
I would say, do you want me to go first?
Yep.
Yeah, you think.
Please.
Mine, 100%, my ability to care for my houseplants, mainly because of that Planta app that I downloaded. I thought you were going to say purchase, and then I was going to be like, obviously, we bought a house.
There's that.
Kind of a big deal. But that didn't really improve me. Like, I'm still like dog shit with my money and stuff. So.
But you are... You're adulting a lot more than even a year ago.
Yeah. At this point. But my ability to care for my houseplants is what I care about the most right now. Yep. That would be it.
There you go.
I am making an orchid bud for the very first time, like rebud, which I have, and I almost killed an orchid. It has been like brown and sad for like 3 months, and now it's got a little root.
Speaking of bud, it's almost the end of April where we do more planting.
Hey, I just got a note on my phone. Emergency alert. Stay at home order is in effect.
Oh, I just got it too. It shut me off.
Yeah, it just ruined my video. Wow. Try to film this podcast. And
thanks, government.
The universe doesn't want people to see our faces.
Stay at home and shut up, apparently.
I love messages like these. It's nice to see somebody cares.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, at least they text you back. Your dad doesn't.
Yeah, at least Dofo sends you text.
He has sent you more
text. He's the only father figure in my life right now.
Dofo sent you more information than your dad has in the last 4 months.
No, I'm not. Okay.
That would have been a funny clip.
Okay, let me. What has improved? So we ended up renovating our kitchen, and I did a lot more in regards to the handy side of it than I've done in the past. So the practical side, I would say just general trades work.
Mm-hmm. There's no question. Like that is evident.
That's solid.
To us.
It's a bit of an undertaking and kind of a sidecar to it is just because I had the kids help me a bit too.
Yep.
And just little moments to connect. So I appreciate that. Now you go one day where you really appreciate the moments you have, and then the other side is I need some space from you.
Yep.
So I'll acknowledge the positives there. So it was all the kitchen stuff. It's fun because you put some value in sweat equity and there that is, and then equally a newer kitchen with stuff that's not broken. So
yeah, and all of your appliances
finally.
Yeah, hey. Yes.
7.5 months later, fully complete.
Ouch. All right, there you go. Okay, so now we're gonna do the old deserted island stuff.
Oh, okay.
So with this, I'm saying you're on a deserted island. There is electricity, kitchen, and a movie theater, and that it'll all tie in. Now, this isn't always necessary because the deserted island stuff isn't always just your favorite of something, but it's something that you won't get tired of, right? There is a difference. So we'll start off on the deserted island. What is the movie that you're going to watch? The one movie that you can bring to the deserted island.
Is it VHS or DVD?
Or digital? Any format.
Okay.
You can stream
the one movie.
The one movie. And again, it doesn't have to be your favorite, but one that you can watch endlessly and you won't get tired of.
I am going to say, only because I've watched my second choice too much now.
Oh, see, there it is. Yeah.
Walk Hard.
Amazing. That is a fantastic
Walk Hard is the spoof movie of Walk the Line.
Yes.
If you've never seen it, it
Who's
is
in it?
John C. Reilly. Yeah. It's Don Cheadle, right? Or is it the guy that looks just like Don Cheadle?
Tim Meadows.
Yes. Yep. Sorry, I always get them confused. They almost have the same voice, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you don't want none of this shit. Oh, and then they smoke more weed.
Yeah.
Oh, it's such
it's
a fun.
It's not addictive.
It's such a fun movie. And then you got the musical aspect. I feel like that is just a movie that you could rewatch. And if you start to go insane a little bit, you just focus on different aspects.
Absolutely. Yep.
So movie, because I like the whole series of it, but The Hangover. When The Hangover popped off, you didn't really know a lot about Bradley Cooper. Ed Helms a little bit. Zach Galifianakis
is a newcomer.
Exactly. To me, and how Todd Phillips put the movie together, I appreciate it so much more. And in the secondary bit players, I just...
Mike Tyson.
It gave me so many surprises throughout. I remember being in theaters, scream laughing. You know how that gets when... How that sounds when I get going. And I just appreciate that movie. When I'm feeling in a bit of a mood and I just need some joy and no one's around, boom, that's my source of energy. I love The Hangover.
Very, very funny. Yeah. It's a great movie. That's a great movie. I'm trying to think if I worked at the movie theater when that came out.
Ooh, what a time and culture.
Yeah, it was. But it was like, that is still one of the most consistently, that and Superbad, when they came out.
Yes.
It was just nonstop laughter. And it was great to be in a theater at that time because everybody's just dying laughing.
That was such a simple time.
Yeah, it sure was.
I never thought I would be like at an adult looking back on the Superbad era of movies and be like, wow, those are the days, man.
And I just watched that one not too long ago again, too. And it's still, I mean, a lot of the jokes in The Hangover and Superbad don't necessarily hold up to today's standards, I guess.
When I'm into it, again, I don't think that way
exactly
anymore.
Yeah.
But I appreciate what it was then. It allows
Absolutely.
Me to go back in time. It's a little time machine.
It is. Yeah, it brings you back for sure. Okay. What is the one deserted island album that you'll bring?
Oh, snap.
I know that this is a hard one. We've had similar sort of things where I've said, like, what's your pump-up jam? But this is like...
Hard because it's a full album, and I haven't listened to a full album since I was like an emo kid and used to go to Walmart and buy CDs.
We should bring those back, whole albums, because they're artworks on their own.
This is how you can tell that you don't really use Spotify, Benny.
I don't use Spotify.
And that you collect records is that question.
Exactly. Yes, I gotcha.
That's hard. I feel like it can't be, because I listen to a lot of EDM, and that I feel like I could have a very productive desert island if I listened to that. However,
that's true. Yeah,
I
build
also
sandcastles like a mom.
Yeah, you know, you go to the beat. You know, build.
This one's gonna age me when I get to it.
But that's all right, because again, it's newer stuff is hard to say that it's you'll never get tired of it because you haven't had that opportunity yet. You know, it's
exactly.
The older stuff sometimes
exactly.
That you still love.
You can go first.
Big Shiny Tunes 3.
Oh, good one.
And the reason why, because I would get stuck. If I had just one singular artist, I think that I could build some fatigue. So Big Shiny Tunes 3, I had to look it up real quick. But Foo Fighters, My Hero.
Yep.
Semisonic, Closing Time.
Amazing.
You've got, Beastie Boys are there. You have Rob Zombie, Third Eye Blind, Lenny Kravitz, Garbage, Radiohead, even Goo Goo Dolls, Iris, Big
that
Wreck.
That is a good...
It's a good
Big Wreck's on there?
Yeah, Big Wreck is on
that
there.
That song?
That song.
Amazing.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's a good song.
So it's 70 minutes in length. It goes back to about 97, 98. That was the crossover between... So that for me.
That's Jeff Kelly cleverness right there, because you pick something that has a whole bunch of artists. I think most people would go with their favorite artist or whatever, like one of their albums. But to have that diversity, smart move. Smart
I got
to
be honest with you. I was actually going to think through my head which Much Music CD was my favorite.
Hey. Much Dance? Yeah.
Yeah, Much Dance or one of the Grammys CDs, something like that.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to pull it up.
Because there was one Grammys CD that I loved. However, I'm still debating whether if I was stuck on a desert island, I don't know if I necessarily would want lyrics. because eventually you will get tired of those lyrics.
They'll get stuck
and
in your head.
That's the thing about EDM is that, like, I listen to a lot of stuff that doesn't have lyrics.
Yep.
And I just make them up in my head. Yeah. If I'm going crazy on a desert island, I think maybe I would like that opportunity.
Yeah.
So I do have the Much Dance pulled up there from like 2000 on. I feel like that's kind of when things popped off for you a bit.
And the earlier Much Dance ones are really, they did not age well either, because that's like that really cheesy 90s. Yeah.
Technotronic and Snap and Tag Team. Whoop, there it is. Still played at hockey arenas globally.
Yep. No kidding.
97 was good.
There was a Grammys CD that had...
Is it the Black Eyed Peas era?
Yeah.
I remember early Black Eyed Peas, they were on a Grammy album.
I actually was even thinking of saying Black Eyed Peas, Elefunk.
That's a good record. Yeah.
That's a fun record, yep. And I haven't heard it in so long, and I've been kind of like listening to little, like to a song here and there on my Spotify, though. Oh my gosh, you stumped me so hard with this. It'd have to be one of those Grammy nominee CDs, because I don't think I could listen to one person over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I did do Nirvana a lot when I was a kid,
yep.
And I could have done a full Sublime album, and I still could.
Sublime would be a good pick for a deserted island, though.
Yeah. As long as I never want to hear the song Date Rape again.
Oh, yeah.
That song at a party makes me cringe so hard.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah,
true. They just have so many other great songs, and everybody's like, oh, this one's so funny. I'm like, oh my God, please stop.
So let's just, I know we haven't done this, I don't think, but what if we throw it, because he's such a music guy, what if we throw it back at the Question Master?
Ooh.
Who would you do? Or would you do a blend? Like what? Because you live in the vinyl world.
I do live in the vinyl world. One that actually, so it was, Laura, you beat me to it because I was going to let you guys answer, obviously, but going the non-vocal route, or... Not even that, but like, so I was thinking of more of an island vibe sort of thing. So I was thinking like Buena Vista Social Club, which is a Cuban like super group.
Yeah.
But, and they've got like, got the songs, their songs are in Spanish, so I don't really know them. I'd probably be able to figure it out eventually on a deserted island. But there's like Chan Chan and Guantanamera and those awesome songs that everybody knows. Like if you heard it, it would take you to a resort if you've been there before. It's definitely those. But I would go with that because for the first... quite a while. I think that would extend how much I enjoy my deserted island.
Yeah.
Having those island vibes the whole time.
Yeah, that's a good call doing another language, because I listen to Brazilian music all the time. Brazilian funk is so dirty. You can just tell by the beat, but then your friends tell you what the lyrics actually mean.
You think Cardi B's bad.
Oh, yeah. You think Cardi B's bad. It's a lot worse in Brazil. But that's a good call, because then maybe eventually you would like learn the language.
Yeah, probably. You just figure it out after a long enough time, I'm sure. All right, and the last one for your deserted island, since I did say there's a kitchen on there, what food is the one food that you wouldn't get sick of? Again, not necessarily your most favorite.
Are you talking meal or ingredient?
We'll say, like, meal.
Okay.
Can I ask a question about the question?
Of course.
Do you have any sort of spices or sauces available?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a meal, right?
Yeah,
so it can be flavored however you want.
What consistent? Yeah, we'll go with meal. What,
like, for
meal
example,
could you
chicken
eat?
Dinner.
Oh, so because I feel there's a ton of diversity, but chicken is dangerous because it doesn't always keep well.
What?
Especially when there's no refrigeration.
Wow.
But I thought this meal was just arriving.
The kitchen. Well, there's a kitchen there.
If I have a kitchen, I probably got a really.
You have an island fridge.
I've got a nice Sub-Zero walk-in. For me, it would be, now as it sounds bland and boring, chicken and rice. Why? Well, it's very predictable in one's body. It's not gonna. If I'm on a deserted island, I don't have toilet paper. I don't want any surprises.
Got banana leaves. It's all right.
Banana leaves will do you well. They're really smooth.
Yeah. 10 ply.
A little waxy. Yeah.
Little grip, little slip.
You're on to something.
Chicken and rice, because with chicken, I would figure out a way to make batter. So a buttermilk chicken.
Nice.
Wait, this is one meal. Is buttermilk chicken, and rice? No.
Interesting.
I thought this was one meal.
Well, if it's one meal, then I'll do chicken.
Again, I asked, was this ingredient or meal?
Right, yeah,
what
yeah,
if
yeah.
you said meal?
If I'm on a deserted island, I'm clearly going to be there for a little while.
Yep. Yep.
So the reason why I went is chicken as the base is you can do so much. You could have a chicken.
Again, bread.
Chop it up. You could toss it in some greens that you find in a field. And
same Jeff Kelly cleverness going on right there.
But again, I thought it was a meal, not an ingredient.
Fine, one meal, chicken rice.
Okay.
Because I make a jerk chicken one night.
Yeah,
so you could add some variations.
Chicken is a pretty solid base.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
As long as you can like guarantee no salmonella and stuff like that, you're golden.
And if not, if I have full access at Chicken Penne Pesto. Whoa.
Oh, good. Good call.
You're going to find noodles on a deserted island.
I'm going to make them. I've got nothing but time. I don't have a job. I've got no kids to look after. I'm on a deserted
sand
island.
Noodles. And just
that was when you said buttermilk chicken. I was just like, yeah, it's a sand coating. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I know. Like, when is this becoming Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Island?
It depends. Ben has not given us the resources on the island, so I'm going with what is in my own mind.
Okay. Okay. Mine, chicken quesadillas.
Oh, good call.
Boom.
Always good.
Where are you getting the flour to make the quesadilla?
Wait, he
same
said
place
one
you're getting the, for the buttermilk chicken.
He said one meal, a chicken quesadilla. You got a nice mix of carbs, veggies, cheese, sour cream, and salsa. Obviously, have to come with it.
Yeah,
yep. I could eat that. I could eat that every day until I die, though.
Yeah,
I'm the same. Chicken and rice. I could get after that every day. We're just altering the rice options. I'm talking here being Canada and chicken options. I could every day.
Rice makes me bloaty sometimes, so I can't have rice. I still want to look hot on this island. I don't want to look like a pregnant, deserted person.
You're going to get rescued sometimes.
Yeah, I feel, though, if you're on a deserted island, you're going to get pretty lean without even trying. You'll be okay.
That's true, yeah. You got to chase those chickens around.
So that's, what about dessert? Any dessert options? If so, I'll mix in a key lime pie.
Chocolate.
He did say a meal.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, actually, though, if you said, what do you need to survive? If there was no sort of cocoa plant on that island, I would die.
Sorry, cocoa or coca?
Coca.
You want to do some lime?
Swim back to mainland.
Coca. Oh, coca is the drug plant, right?
Yep.
So my friend, Everton, who I actually talked about on the last podcast, he's going to bring me some coca plant. Not to get
whatever.
Hold
what
up.
Else is it used
it's
for?
Because when you're hiking, people actually eat the plant because it is like having an energy drink. The coca plant.
I bet it is.
You
it
can.
Sounds like you're gonna be just be doing cocaine.
No, it gives you energy. People will eat the plant when they're like doing serious hikes and stuff, and it's obviously when it becomes cocaine. What is it? I only know my cocaine building through Narcos, but they
refined,
like,
right?
Don't they refine it in like a gas drum or
like
something
like that?
Gasoline
and all that.
Yeah, so they don't do that. I'm talking about the raw plant, and you eat it, and people will eat it for energy, and especially it really helps with like altitude sickness and stuff.
How do you know how many leaves to consume?
Ask the South Americans near you. I don't know. I'd ask Everton. He would help. But you can't, I don't think you can, you can't overdose on the cocoa plant.
No, I mean just to feel the good buzz that it's probably.
Oh, Jeff just wants a good time. I don't know. That leaf? I have no idea. I'll have to get, again, we'll have to get Everton on the podcast.
And he's bringing that back? Can you send, I don't know if you can like mail cocoa plants or leaves.
Oh, dude's been getting plants from all over the world during the pandemic. He can get it. Yep.
Interesting.
It's sometimes it's illegal to order the plant themselves, but you can buy the seeds.
The seeds, yeah. That's the thing.
Ah.
You just got to hide where you're growing it. You just put it amongst all the cannabis plants you're growing now.
We're talking about a huge bust in the news. Yeah.
Oh, camouflage to make that all happen.
Exactly, yeah.
And is that question master, friend?
That's it. That's it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, as always, appreciate you checking out the show and the podcast, and we'll end it off with some weekly show... Weekly show highlights? We try those. Weekly show highlights. Those go now.
Jeff and Laura with Backstage Ben.
Virgin Radio.
That guy. Every town or city, or maybe even you can go a little more close to home, your neighborhood, every place has that guy. And I'm sorry, it is normally that guy. Like when I used to work at Ripley Food Mart, there used to be that guy who would drive his lawnmower into town. But not only that, I feel like that guy lives in a lot of small towns in Ontario.
Chatham's got those guys. Yeah.
That guy would not only have the lawnmower, but attached to the lawnmower would have a small wagon. On that wagon, a lawn chair. And on that lawn chair, his dog, unleashed, which would just perfectly sit on that chair while he went in to grab his snacks and his liquor.
That's amazing.
Was it a little dog?
It was Jack Russell.
Like those pilot glasses? Yeah. And goggles?
No, just undressed, unfortunately. Oh, okay, but maybe the next that guy can
step it up. Yeah.
But when I lived in, like, I'm in Waterloo now, but when I lived in Kitchener, I used to live, I think I was neighbors with the guy in Kitchener who regularly dresses up as Elvis, walks all over the city every single day.
He was your neighbor?
And yeah, sometimes Elvis would come up and like ask you for some spare change and stuff, but like he has a house. Like he lives
Oh. In a neighborhood. He was
just does his loop. But it's like that guy never needs an explanation to anybody else who knows who that person is. They're just like, oh yeah, that guy.
London has shirtless shirtless, like,
you haven't seen this guy. So he's
late middle-aged rocket.
He has to be late 50s. He walks with his Good Life Fitness bag up Richmond and then down. So he walks to the gym, but people have talked to him. He carries weights in that bag just to make it harder as he walks to the gym. And he is jacked.
That guy is my goals. I want to do that.
He is tarps off. We used to just get texts of sightings of him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And some Londoners, they know his name. They've either run into him.
We got his entire information one day.
Yeah, and they always have a name. Like, there's, like, there's Elvis. There's, I don't know what we called the guy on the lawnmower. So there's a guy, if you ever go to Kincardine Beach, you will probably see him around sunset or early in the morning. He is an absolutely, he looks like jacked Santa Claus without a shirt. But me and my brothers have always nicknamed him, and I think other people have too. We just call him the Beach Barbarian.
Amazing.
Because he will be out on his paddleboard like early in the morning, super jacked. Like he's always, so he's out riding a wave, man.
Just
but
getting
he's
got to
be over 60. That's the amazing thing.
Could you imagine if that's you at that age? Instead of getting out of bed going, my back hurts.
We just got a text saying that guy in Woodstock actually puts his wife in the trailer behind the tractor.
Oh, jeez. Oh, multiples. Another one. Yeah, same one saying, yeah, the guy in the same Woodstock is the same wagon. Thamesford has one where he has a speaker in the wagon and always went to the beer store on his lawnmower.
Yeah, we posted about this in our Facebook group, What's Up Southwestern Ontario. Check it out because there are a lot of that guys all throughout Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
Exeter, for example, has pirate guy, as we call him. Super long ginger beard and hair. Clothes are a little scrappy. If you ever drive through and see him, you'll know exactly who he is.
We got a, this brings me way back, Featherhat guy in Windsor. He is, like, he is a local celebrity. It's a big deal to see Featherhat guy.
They're almost a local ambassador, or you can think of it as like the town's mayor. Everybody knows them.
Yep.
Usually greeted with a smile, a wave, a laugh, a joke that's not funny, but you give a laugh because you just want things to wrap up so you can move on.
That's exactly right.
But that guy is almost always harmless. That guy's
for sure.
Just there doing their thing, being themselves. We got a comment saying there's that guy in Palmerston. We actually call him Scoots because every recycling day he comes around on his scooter. He rifles through the bins, gets all the bottles and cans, and then eventually mid-afternoon you see him ride by with a case of beer and a huge smile.
Jeff and Laura with Backstage Ben every morning.
Virgin Radio.
Talking about that guy. Someone say, hey, anyone in Kitchener-Waterloo remember Dreads? That's all we have. Do you remember Dreads? Someone said, what about backwards bike guy at on Western campus?
He got pulled over by the cops last week.
For riding his bicycle backwards. He's known.
It's impressive.
So does he sit on his back, his bike backwards going forwards? Or does he
is facing frontwards and he sits backwards.
Pedals backwards.
Yes.
So the handle's behind him?
Yes, yep. It is.
Why?
That's a great question.
Although I have been learning recently that walking backwards is really good for your knees.
Uphill, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't think you'd be doing any of that if you had knee problems.
No, maybe not.
Whatsoever.
I wonder if we can DM CTV and be like, hey, could you do a That Guy documentary?
Ooh, that'd be interesting.
That Guy is in Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Laura, you're getting support on Elvis. Have you also seen that guy in a scooter who carries around a dog treats despite not having dogs, but he offers them up to people?
That's cute.
That's a nice little gesture.
Cute.
There's another OMG. I love Featherhat guy. Always had a smile on his face. I'm from Windsor now. I'm feeling homesick.
Amazing.
In Tara and Owen Sounds, not a lot of that guys. That was kind of everybody.
That's where they originate.
Yeah. That's where they're born and they move away. They get lost.
They get on their lawnmower and zip out of there.
In London, Masonville Mall. So his unofficial name, because there's a few variants, is Masonville Rocker Guys. Tons of bracelets, like rock star jewelry, that kind of vibe. Ripped jeans, long hair. Basically, they said, think of a real skinny version of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh, really?
But they're like, he always has a new girlfriend, but he rolls around the mall. When it was open in regular times, you'd always see him around the mall. So that was kind of Masonville areas, that guy. As we reference neighborhoods. Let's shift over to Waterloo.
Yeah, so I have heard of this guy, but I've never seen that guy. But he is known as Star Wars Guy. He will walk around Uptown Waterloo barefoot and practice his moves and stuff. My friend Jerome was like, you've never seen him waiting in line for the bar? And I have never had the pleasure of seeing him, but we're getting so many texts saying he walks around with a lightsaber, he practices all his sweet moves in the middle of the street. Nobody's allowed to touch the lightsaber, but it's still really awesome. He's known to most of the UW students and the Laurier students, but I mean, Conestoga's pretty far away, but I've never seen him. Pretty upset by that.
He sounds pretty magical.
This guy you'd want to have a quick conversation with.
A quick one, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted us about the Beach Barbarian. They call him Summer Santa.
All right. Mornings with Jeff, Laura, and Backstage Ben.
Virgin Radio.
Full disclosure, something to this magnitude, when you end a relationship after 10 years, I would not expect someone to pop up the next day at work. Here you are.
I'm here. I'm sad. I thought about it my whole way in because technically I'm still using this relationship for the next couple days.
Ouch.
To Fernando, I would like to say the past 10 years have been really wonderful. He really hustled for me the day we met on the phone all day trying to hook me up with the right insurance partner.
Fernando.
Yesterday I broke up with Fernando. He is my insurance broker. I went to the insurance broker, which I currently have my house insurance with.
Yeah.
Fernando hustled so hard when I got my first car because my parents' insurance broker, I was driving in high school without actually being insured. They said, well, I guess we didn't put her on the paperwork.
Oh,
fools.
My God.
You know, just a little liability there.
So Fernando hustled, and he has hustled so hard, and I've referenced him to so many people. I'm pretty sure my brother's insurance is with him, even though my brother lives in a completely different area. He's still with Fernando at Regal Insurance in Kitchener. But I had to send the breakup email yesterday, and I feel rotten.
Did you say it wasn't him, it was you?
I said, it's not you.
It's the rates?
It's the rates.
Yeah, there it is. Yep.
In this case, it was actually similar rates, but it was the coverage level. You know, I got a little bit more for doing that bundle.
It's fair.
And I feel bad. I said, you know what? I will still reference you to everybody I know. You're a wonderful human.
Nothing. Look, and word of mouth referrals, they matter.
He even said, as long as you give me the Geddes gossip, it doesn't matter.
Oh. He hit you back with a compliment.
Yep.
That hurts.
That's a man of class.
It's a good move. Yep. It's a good move.
Yep.
I think Fernando's playing the long game. Not every year can they touch rates. Like, depending on the company they're affiliated with. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're a broker, then maybe they have a few more options. But it's, hey.
I didn't realize it was 10 years until you asked me how long this was running. And now it just extra stings.
Yeah, but it's not goodbye. It's just maybe I'll see you later.
Yep. That's what I said. If we were a celebrity couple, I mean, I would say this breakup has been so amicable, we would release a statement saying we will remain friends.
And you still have mutual...
We still love and care for each other.
Bang on.
Yeah.
Well put.
We're going to co-parent the best we can with my car, Harold.
I wonder how he's taking it today. We're hearing one side of it, and in any good relationship...
I haven't had the talk with Harold my car yet about the parental switch.
Ooh, that could be a tough one.
Mm-hmm. And Harold's just about to hit 200K. Big week
it's
for
a
Harold.
Yeah, yep. For sure.
Massive depreciation of that mark. That's when you really need that insurance. Oh, Fernando.
Is it weird that my insurance broker is my cousin? It feels weird now. It never has before. Yeah.
Very Chatham-esque of you.
It's Jeff and Laura in the morning with Backstage Ben. My station.
Virgin Radio.
Contractors, in the most embarrassing thing you've seen or heard, where do we start? Because I feel this should be a two-way street. This should be those that have brought contractors in to do some work in their home and equally going back the other way.
Yeah, it should be a two-way street because my friend last week, in a full snap story, explained how something she ate was not agreeing with her, and somebody was in her basement to change the fuse panel box. Okay. Unfortunately, a lot of bathrooms have venting that connects to the basement.
Oh, no.
So she spent a lot of her day visiting the throne, and it was a very loud experience for most of the day.
No. Surround sound.
Yeah. And she even told her husband, she was like, I am pretty sure the electrician heard all of that, like, all day. And he even made, like, a corny husband joke. He was like, yeah, he told me on the way out that you need some Pepto-Bismol.
Need some soundproofing.
Yeah. That's improved insulation. Yeah. Wiring's good. But insulation needs some work.
With our renos with our house, there would be some days. I mean, and we're not done. But I didn't even realize. So I noticed the last time some of our contractors were in, they were actually listening to Virgin Radio. So thank you. But also, there were some days where he did not give me a heads up that we were having contractors in. And they saw, like, you know, the full bathroom, like, girly stuff everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Real
probably
life.
Including dirty clothes and stuff too. Like, they've seen it all. I can't go back.
I think to calm your nerves, it'd be nice to hear from contractors. But a lot of them, even knowing a few in my own circles, they see so much every day. It's like when you go to the hospital and you're all nervous. They're there for a different reason. They don't care how you look. They're just trying to take
true.
Care of you.
True.
Yeah, but the hospitals also have confidentiality agreements. Contractors do not.
Very true. A text that reads, oh my God, I have to share. This one time, my girlfriend set up a tent in our living room just for fun. So we continue to get naked and sexy and down to business. Next thing you know, there's a contractor standing in the doorway staring right at us.
Oh,
did you get a discount or anything?
Was he holding a measuring tape? Like, that would have taken up a whole other level of awkward.
Oh, wow.
You could almost flip that back and feel less awkward, depending on how long he was staring for.
That's
if
true.
If it was a quick stare, then, yeah, it's probably more embarrassing for you. But if he was staring for a long time, that's more embarrassing on him.
Yeah, that's true.
We ended up getting into a kitchen reno. It was about a month prior to the pandemic last year. And then, so you're bringing people in for quotes. And all that being said, so you reach out to those in your circles. Hey, do you know a good electrician? Do you know a good plumber? On and on. Iron Horse Plumbing, what up? And then you go around the horn. Well, didn't have an electrician. So, okay, let's put some quotes out, see what we can get. Electrician comes on by. Oh, hey, Jeff. Oh, nice to meet you. You get it every once in a while because we have a public job. Are you the guy from the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Smile on the face, a little bit of joy, and I'm thinking, this is going to go well.
Yeah.
Goes, yeah, my sister-in-law, she thinks you are funny. I don't think you're that funny. And like, period. End of sentence, and that's where it ended. All right, let's get down to it. Okay, let me shound.
Jeff has a single tear rolling down his cheek.
No. No, but
that's brutal.
Didn't get the job, by the way, in case you're wondering. It was the pricing and a little bit of the personality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jeff and Laura in the morning with Backstage Ben
on Virgin Radio.
Contractors in and out of your house. You got to bring them in. You can only DIY so much because whether it comes to high-end plumbing, moving pipes, drains, smashing up concrete in the basement, that kind of thing, the heavy lifting, you need a contractor. Same on the electrical side, structural engineers. So there can be times, depending on what's going on in your house or even maybe when you were a kid, they were coming through when your parents were doing some sort of renovations. The stories that are attached to randos in your house.
This is wild. So we got a text from Shane. I'm going to change some of the lingo in this text to be a little more 8 a.m. friendly in the car. Okay, I got you. Shane said, the most embarrassing contract story. When I was a plumbing apprentice, we got called to a house to unclog a toilet. We unplugged the toilet, and there was a bunch of used chocolate bar wrappers, you know?
Hmm. Yes.
Right? Maybe cookies and cream. Anyway, found a bunch, was clogging the plumbing, and they go to talk to the owners of the house, and it turns out, when they're talking to the couple that owns the house, they say, we're the only people that have ever lived here, and neither of us have ever ate chocolate in our lives. Turns out somebody was eating chocolate.
On the side.
With somebody else.
Behind the backs of their partner, yes.
Wow.
That's a lot of chocolate bars to clog a toilet.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Even like, so as I was reading this text, I had only read the first part, and I was like, oh my gosh, having to have that conversation with grown adults would be so embarrassing.
True.
And then the second part was like, oh, and also.
Sounds like they were eating chocolate like two or three times a night sometimes, even.
Appears
it was judging from the amount of like wrappers.
And yeah. I asked who the chocolate eater was. It turns out it was the wife.
She wow. liked an afternoon delight.
Wow. That's horrible.
That's insane.
Awkward. someone who was getting air conditioning installed, Central Air, and actually went into labor and asked the technician if he was going to be much longer because I'm going into labor.
Please turn the AC on. Yeah,
his face went pure white. The date of this encounter actually was 9 years ago yesterday.
Oh,
cute story. Everything worked out. You've got AC and also a baby. Pretty good trade-off.
Amazing.
This has become a theme. We've had different conversations about a few things, but this is happening everywhere. As it happened to... Who did it happen? Was it you?
No, we were talking about something a few weeks ago, and we got another text of the same story, but I checked. This is a different texter.
Yeah, things you find in the walls was what we were
Yes,
or the ceilings in this case.
Someone said a coworker was moving a ceiling tile and ended up getting hit in the face with a sex toy that fell out of the ceiling.
Why are there so many in the ceilings? It's so dusty up there, I would think.
I know. I don't get it.
And not an easy access kind of thing. Like, you know, you want to fire some fun up late at night. You tiptoe, you pull the ladder out, you climb up on top of the ladder. Like, what is going on? I don't get it. And but to get hit in the face with someone else's toys.
Gross.
What is wrong with people? Well, clearly everything.
Would that encourage people to wear like their safety equipment more often? At least you've got a hard hat on. It like bounce off.
Yeah, goggles and a snorkel.
Jeff and Laura with Backstage Ben.
Virgin Radio.
We've seen this successfully done. And I'll use the asterisks. Ottawa with LRT. Waterloo Region with their still smells like fresh new trains. And their
smells,
LRT.
Still smells like broken trains.
Has it gone so well, has it?
Nope, it hasn't.
Today is the day that London officially breaks ground over the weekend, putting up barriers in the downtown core. That's the downtown loop of BRT, so bus rapid transit. What? Who would do buses? I know everybody asked that question after they voted for this. Because there was countless city council battles, hours of debate and discussions, and somebody decided, let's stay in 2006. Let's get some sick buses up in here with some painted lanes. This is really going to improve things.
That's what we need.
Okay. So as somebody who has watched countless businesses close as a result of the LRT, Bombardier's hot mess of delivering trains years late, plus when they finally delivered them, them being broken, and the absolute ugliness, which is those tracks that you see in the sky, I would rather have a BRT. One of the regions, LRT, actually only takes the same route that the bus routes already take. So I don't know what the point of it was.
As somebody who, anytime I'm downtown, sees people pulling into the specialized bike lanes and driving down those, sometimes in the wrong direction. I really worry about more specialized lanes in downtown London.
But in Waterloo, people get hit by the LRT all the time.
What?
All the time. In their vehicles. They're like, oh, I can use this lane to do it. Now, I will say, it is cool to see the trains, but I don't know if they are going to be used enough to make up for the massive cost, not only to make them, but to the economy, because there was a lot of businesses that shut down. Yeah. But it's because it finally opened. I actually feel so bad for this. It finally opened, and 6 months later, pandemic. Pa-boom. Pew, pew, pew.
3 years is what it's going to take for the downtown loop. And at most, along King Street, one lane will be open. A single lane. The only benefit, I guess, now would be that we are in Laura's words, we're in this panoramic, KO, with the pandemic going on. So you have less vehicle travel anyway.
Downtown London has been shut down almost since I've been here. Because, like, it's necessary, I understand. Like, Dundas Place would be great if there wasn't a panoramic right now. but it was 2 years in the making at least. And now we've got another three to get some bus action down.
Imagine that lasting through the downtown of two different cities, though, because it was downtown Kitchener and uptown Waterloo.
Yeah.
And different areas. Like, I remember when they were filming The Bachelor Canada and Kevin Went from Waterloo, who won that season, they wanted to do hometown dates and he couldn't take them to like any streets that he normally would hang out on because it was all ripped up. So they just went and hung out at the university football field. That's all you see of Waterloo.
That's
all.
So
much construction everywhere. Where are the buses coming from?
Doesn't say, but I think Bombardier may play a part. I can't confirm.
No!
I can't confirm.
No,
that.
If that's the case, protest. Get out there right now.
Broken down TTC buses, if
we want. Save some money. Yeah.
Bombardier might as well send us horse and buggies. It's fine. It's better that way.
Who's going to cover the hay?
All right. Mornings with Jeff, Laura, and Backstage Ben.
Virgin Radio.